feel free to, if you want to broadcast the show on your phone and show the world, you know, don't do that. Don't do that, Edgar. No, Edgar. Edgar, he's one of our, he's our lawyer. Don't do that, Edgar. Can we? Corporate. You're in a tie, so. So we're going to start the show. Any questions? No? Okay, good. Any prayer requests? Okay, here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience. That's in a show guy. Called...
Stab! Oh my God, hello. Oh, welcome to Stab. Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's... do that a lot. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Oh, good. That's good. I am so glad. Please welcome to the stage. Bill Wallace. Right here. Scene number one. Bill Wallace. Chris Topher Emery. Christopher Emery. He's drinking wine. Look out, ladies. Or men. And Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Gets two. Hello. Hi. Hi, gentle persons.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? How are you, Bill?
Well, you know, slippity-dee, baby.
Bill, this is the closest we've ever sat to one another.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's sexy, isn't it?
Including when you came over to my house that time, and I made you sit next to me.
I thought that was weird when it was happening, but now I'm like...
I just wanted you to feel the firmness.
He hasn't called me back.
I wanted you to know my sleep number.
69. We didn't even write that.
We didn't.
We're just that good.
You guys, I don't know if you knew this, but Bill Wallace believes he could be president one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I believe it.
Yeah. I don't have a joke about it. It's a very serious topic.
It's good. It is. He's serious about his campaign. He doesn't want to say anything.
That would small derail. Donors. I don't know.
Well, thanks for being here, Bill. You're filling in for Jacqueline Wyand.
I am, yeah.
Wyand?
Wyand, so, she's not here.
M-I-C-K-E-Wyand. Yeah. Chris Emery's here. Chris Emery.
Hey!
Chris, drinking the wine.
Yeah, a little Cabernet Sauvignon.
Christ's blood.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I already had the body, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, Chris, this is your second time on the third.
Well, the first time I was on, you were gone.
I was.
So I don't count that one.
I was gone.
So this is technically second.
And you were supposed to be on the last show, except I forgot that you had been booked.
Yeah, you bumped me.
Because we don't talk.
You bumped me for somebody better.
No, well, I don't know. We'll see.
Arguably, back to the tape. Somebody better.
Well, thank you for being here, Chris.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
Chris, we were talking earlier before the show, and he told me to get ready for some more Mr. Nice Guy. Mm-hmm. Some more Mr. Nice Guy.
That's 2 graham crackers. A marshmallow.
With little face on it, with a smiley.
Yeah.
S'more, Mr. Nice.
Have a nice day, S'more.
Thank you for being here. Jesse Jones is here again.
Nobody cares.
No reaction.
That's no.
Yeah, woo!
That was the correct response the first time.
Boo.
Jesse.
That's an even more correct response.
Jesse Jones is here. He's the reason that we do this show. We're raising money for a very important cause.
Oh, well, yeah.
Jesse's... I don't know. What is the disease again?
It's our having to travel to Los having Angeles to disease.
Oh, weird. That's weird. Yeah. To the fourth annual scripted comedy festival at IO West in Los Angeles. Oh, that's neat. That we got accepted to. I don't know.
That's fun.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. I mean, I don't know. Tina Fey went there. I don't know. Yeah, you know, it's fine.
Just all these things.
Just all these weird, like, I don't know. Okay, are you guys ready to play Stab, or...?
Yes!
Okay, let's play Stab. We're getting ready to play it.
Stab.
That was a lot. This first segment's called This Was Today Once. Bill Wallace, you're up first.
Slippity D.
On this date, 1893, the first federal railroad legislation is passed requiring safety features. First safety features. Also on this very date, 1944, fumes from a locomotive stalled in the tunnel in a tunnel in Italy, suffocating 521 people. How did you celebrate these events today?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't take this very seriously.
Okay.
While I was writing it. Okay.
Don't lie about it.
I didn't. Okay, I listened to Drops of Jupiter and Meet Virginia on repeat.
Train.
While riding the light rail with no ticket. I didn't really ride the light rail today, but Edgar rode the light rail with no ticket, and he got a ticket, so he has to go to court for that, and I think that's pretty funny.
That's why he has the tie on.
And then after that, I played with some model trains for a couple of hours, made some sausages, smoked a bunch of weed before I came here, and now I'm on the show, and we're talking, we're having a good time, and everything seems like it's going cool, and... You know what I mean? All in all, I got to say, it was a good day. Ice Cube, Compton, L.A. till I die. Just kidding, I hate L.A. Who's next?
All right. Very good, Bill Wallace. Very good. You were looking at me with very accusatory eyes.
Yeah, well,
the
I was
whole
trying,
time, like,
I was trying
doing
to see if I could remember all of that without having to look down.
It's good. You did well.
Thanks.
You did well.
Thanks.
Chris Emery. On this date, 1982, Ben Roethlisberger, American football player / alleged rapist, was born. Also on this very date, 1807, the U.S. Congress passes the act prohibiting importation of slaves. Importation.
Importation.
Importation. The U.S. Congress passes the act prohibiting importation of slaves, disallowing the importation of new slaves into the country. How did you celebrate these two events combined?
Yay! Yeah! My favorite day of the year. I call it All Steals Day. I call it that because Ben Roethlisberger is on the Steelers and because all the people America stole from Africa.
Mm, that's good.
Every year on this day, I board a plane to the Northeast Pennsylvania Airport, where I hop on a bus to the house of NFL superstar and scumbag Ben Roethlisberger.
Alleged scumbag.
Alleged scumbag. I proceed to sneak into his home and roofie all seven of the Hungry Man dinners that he'll eat that night. Then I patiently wait in the bushes till that lumbering sexual offender finishes devouring the last bit of microwave Salisbury steak. After only about 20 minutes, old Big Ben is out like a light. Once I've dragged all 250 pounds of him into the living room, I signal for two of Ben's assault victims to come inside. They too had been hiding in the bushes and waiting all year for this special day. Both ladies pull his enormous sweatpants down to his ankles and bend him over the couch. That's when they bust out a giant bag full of 12-inch figurines of London's historic clock tower, Big Ben. The phallic shape and identical name make for a fitting tool to shove up the ass of the Steelers quarterback. Mm. Big Ben getting raped by Big Ben. Think about it for a second. The girls take turns shoving the figurines up the anal canal of Benny Boy until precisely 6:07, when I tell the girls that they have to stop sodomizing Ben Roethlisberger. They cannot shove another thing up his butt. And they say, "But we have been doing it for a while now." And I tell them, I know, but it's just not right. And they say, "Well, what do we do with all the ones that are up inside of him already?" And I tell them, "Those can stay, because they're already there." We snap some photos for the scrapbook, hail a cab, and grab some pierogies on the way out. Pierogies. It's a delicacy in Pennsylvania, I guess.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Chris Emery. That was lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. Jesse Jones on this date, 1922. Eddie Lockjaw Davis, American saxophonist, was born. Also on this date, 1994, Miami begins the Latin Walk of Fame, giving their first star to none other than Gloria Estefan.
Sure.
How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
Sound machine. Why wouldn't they? Well, as we approach the 100th edition of Stab, just next week, not to be confused with the 100th podcast episode, which is still a little ways off. there's like 20 or so that didn't quite make it for various reasons. I felt we had to have some special something to mark this fast approaching milestone, which is why I have begun curating in the trunk of my 1979 Chevy Nova what will soon become the world-famous, globally renowned Stab Show Comedy Podcast International Humor Hall of Fame and Museum. And you just can't have Hall of Fame inductees without good solid nicknames attached to them, which succinctly sum up the essence of each performer. And so it is my pleasure to introduce some of the first class of honorees who will be introduced, inducted into the International Stab Comedy Show Humor Podcast Hall of Museum and Fame. Now, naturally, no Stab Hall of International Museum Comedy Humor Podcast Show Fame would be complete without the man most responsible for bringing it into the world. The host whom we all curse when we receive our prompts 18 hours before showtime, John the Cardigan Child Support Check Ross.
I almost wore my cardigan tonight, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. It's
too cold for a cardigan.
Our next honoree has appeared on more episodes of Stab than anyone other than John and myself. She is the largely disputed queen of Stab. It's Jacqueline, the one with the vagina Wyan. And I'm sorry, Bill. I didn't know you were going to be replacing Jacqueline tonight, so I guess it's Bill,
the one
with the vagina Wallace. It works. Other honorees in the audience tonight, appearing on the next episode, are two perennial Stab favorites. Ben, the singing artist's rendering of every child predator, Rice. And Luke would pretend not to enjoy accidentally walking into a gay orgy, Soin.
That's my favorite one.
And, of course, there's Tyler, Throne of Hitchhiker Limbs Kinney. Danielle, Spiderweb Bones Mandela. And JoJo, do whatever you want on me, just try not to miss the tarp Lewis. I'm sorry, Chris, you've only been on the show 4 times now, and while you're not a first ballot Hall of Famer, I'm sure you'll make it someday. So I'll get the engravers started on the plaques for Christopher Allen Silverbush Emery.
This was Today Once. This show's called Stab. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Here we are. Doing the topical haiku challenge again. Gentlemen, please have composed 3 haiku in regards to the following story. At a meeting in Stockholm, Sweden on Sunday, the youth wing of the Liberal People's Party, known as LUF, voted to call for the repeal of the laws banning incest and necrophilia. Specifically, they wish to legalize sex between consenting siblings over the age of 15 and allow people to bequeath their bodies for post-death intercourse, should they, for some reason, wish to do so. Let's hear the first of 3, Bill Wallace.
Okay, come on, Swedes. Free college is cool and all, but, you know, come on.
Right?
Hey, Helga. Yeah, bro? Happy 15th birthday, sis. So, you want to fuck?
Very good.
First is titled Cooler Heads. What's the big problem? We're not talking about sex with dead relatives.
I like that.
My second one is titled, I didn't know we were supposed to give these titles. Goes like this. Dead bodies sexy? Let's agree to disagree. Okay, I agree.
I don't have titles either. Is the title of this next one. Yeah. He'd been dead for days. Already stiff to the touch. Me growing stiffer.
It's titled Home is Where the Heart Is. It sounds to me like Liberal People's Party members have hot kids.
And a third of three.
This is my last one. It's titled This Is My Last One. Hey, that's your sister. What do you think you're doing? Hit it from the back.
This one's entitled Wood Shop Now. Why the closed casket? How will I say my goodbyes? Use the glory hole.
Final is titled Natural Beauty. Stockholm Sweet 16 funerals are just a sea of raging boners.
Very good. That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. This is still Stab. This next segment is called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In honor of it being National Reading Awareness Month, today's acronym is DUMB. D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I made DUMB stand for Dick Under Moist Butt.
Okay.
Fellas. Fellas, right? You ever just have like a moist-ass butt? And it's hot out, and so your dick is just, it's not all shriveled up, right? And then you go to sit down a little too fast, and there's some swing to it. And you sit down on your own penis, but you still got like that swamp ass going on. And you're just like, I got a dick under moist butt here. Dick under moist butt. Thanks.
Very good, Bill.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Preach. Fellas. Chris.
I know it to be something different. DUMB is a condition I have been living with for years. I look around the room and see others possibly with the same affliction. Ben Rice. Many relationships lost because of the DUMB. Years of debauchery and loose living has caused the DUMB to get out of control. If I can't see the DUMB, can I rid myself of it? And if I can't see it, is it even really there? DUMB. Dirt under my belly. What goes on down there?
Very good, Chris. Very good. Two for two on the over-under on under. All right, I don't know. On the under. You used the U as under twice, too. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't use under.
Damn it.
Sorry. No one likes the pause. And if you say that you do, you're nothing more than a damned liar. Having to look upon them, disheveled in appearance, encrusted in all manner of filth, who wants that? You wouldn't want your eldest daughter abducted in the night by a brood of these indigents and forced to marry one of these jejun, now would you? Jejun is my new favorite word that I found this afternoon. Ahem. And so it is. The fine gentlemen of Pimp or the Poverty Infestation Management Program are employed to cull the underclasses in their earlier stages of development through the DUMB initiative, or damnable urchins mercilessly beaten.
you say? I think not. Is it more cruel than to bludgeon to death these insolvent guttersnipe, or to allow them to grow into fully pauperized, shabby, street-crawling cretins? Hmm? Who's being cruel to whom now? Why, if I were ever to find myself in reduced circumstances, I would just hope that someone would be so kind as to relieve me of my necessitous existence, rather than allow me to be a continued burden upon society in my bereft, squalid state. So do please remember to tip your cap to these generous gents whenever you see them wiping the smear of a formerly destitute ragamuffin from his murder club. As he and his fellow dummies have saved us all from the blight of yet another damnable urchin mercilessly beaten.
Very good. That was Reorganization. Dumb. This next category, it's called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and or Non-Fictional. You choose. I choose. Please have composed a dating profile from the perspective of the following people. Bill Wallace, please read us the dating profile of a really bad heart surgeon.
Okay.
Really bad heart surgeon.
Hello, my name is Sergio in general. I go by Serge. I'm seeking an open-minded girl. Well, not open-minded like her head is cut open. We save those for Tom up in Neuro. It's a little joke I like to tell from time to time. I've been known to leave ladies in stitches. So what if they're being sewed up into a body bag? You know what I mean? The stitches are sound. It's a weird sew-up body bag situation. Where was I? Anyway... I just really want a girl with a good heart because I'm not technically licensed right now. So if you have a pre-existing condition, I can't really help you out. It's paperwork slip up in HR. It's a long story. So yeah, I'm a thrill seeker. I love to love. My mom is my best friend. I love you already. I don't know how to explain it. please don't die. They all die. You're not one of those girls who dies, are you? Are you? If so, please don't reply. Nothing personal, just not into dead bodies. No Swedes, sincerely, Serge.
Very good, Bill Wallace. Chris Emery, let's hear your dating profile from the perspective of the season of autumn. The season of autumn.
Yo, what up, girl? If you enjoy the smell of decaying nature, then I know you'll fall for me. I'm over 4.5 billion years old, so you knows I got experience. Sure, summer makes you sweat, but I'll make you wet. Just playing, but seriously. Maybe I'm the third season that comes every year, but when I'm with you, you better believe I'm coming last. When I come at you at these mild temperatures, you'll be wanting to put your jacket on. I like it when you jacket off. Just like those migrating birds, girl, you'll be headed down south. Way down south. Oh, girl, I'ma nickname you Capistrano, because you know you'll get cozy with the swallow. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'll be in you so long you think I'm hibernating. I'ma scoop out that pussy like a pumpkin. Oh, yeah! So pop on them Ugg boots and bite down on your infinity scarf. Cause fuck winter, autumn is coming, and you better be on the pill.
Very good. Very good, Chris. Jesse Jones, let's hear the dating profile from the perspective of a middle school bully. A middle school bully.
I was going to do one from... singleparentsmeet.com. But it wasn't interesting enough, so I went with OkCupid.
All right, good.
singleparentmeet.com, a real dating site.
I feel like you're giving me suggestions.
No, I'm just... I mean, you can upgrade from Tinder once. Just, they know the experience, is all I'm saying.
Right.
John. They,
I understand.
Username, your butt 2002. Height 5'10", body type overweight. What I'm doing with my life. Making enough stealing lunch money from nerds to start a cool smoking habit. Making sure nobody learns shit in any of my classes. And lashing out at a world that I can never be a part of because I've never been taught the appropriate skills by any kind of parental figures. I'm really good at pushing over the cripple kid and laughing like it's the funniest thing I've ever seen every single time. And silently hurting inside. Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food. Books are for dorks. Movies are for nerds. Shows are for fags. My mom always plays Aerosmith's Get a Grip really loud when her boyfriends come over, and I punch the wall of my bedroom really hard during Living on the Edge. And I fucking love pepperoni pizza Lunchables. Six things I could never do without. Punching dorks, your lunch money, ever knowing who my real dad is, flipping up the smelly girl's skirt at the bus stop, breaking nerd glasses, and crying so hard into my pillow at night that my throat hurts. Spend a lot of time thinking about how much Daphne would cry and lose her shit if I just walked up behind her in class one day and cut one of her pigtails. Trying not to show Ms. Corson how much her keeping me after class and trying to talk to me like a real person makes me feel like I'm getting the attention that I crave but never get at home. And wondering what was so wrong with me that my dad had to leave when I was 4. On a typical Friday night, I am burning garbage in the dumpster of our apartment complex, punching the wall of my bedroom really hard to Living on the Edge, and playing the PlayStation 2 that Rick brought over that one time to say sorry for making my mom cry. You should message me if you don't smell like pee, you don't eat farts for breakfast, or you might be my dad.
Very good. That was... Dating profiles of the fictional and or non-fictional. This brings us to the final segment of this specific show called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Please have written an erotic poem in regard to the following topics. Bill Wallace, please have written an erotic poem in regards to... Hillary Clinton's vagina. Hillary Clinton's vagina. Our next president.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Yep.
Her vagina.
Well, I just want to start by saying that I hope everyone here finds this poem hilarious.
Okay.
It's a Hillary joke. Sorry.
Hilarious.
How to describe her pussy? Bushy and mushy. Slightly squishy near the tushy. Up top, she wears a hoodie. Hillary... Your puss is kind of like a pill to me. It gets me high like I'm climbing up a hill, you see. My filthy pee climbing up the walls of your vagina. I hate this poem, John. Why did you do this to me? I'm licking your clint and you're loving it. Pay no mind if it's bent, I'll keep shoving it. In your ovary office, I'm off this. I'm off the clock, bitch. My jock itch. Lewinsky for president.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Should be a running mate. That would be great. Can you imagine that?
I don't run.
Chris, how about an erotic poem about bagel bites? Bagel bites.
Tummy rumbles, tongue yearning, mouth waters with ease. I want bagel bites. Yes, bagel bites. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Did she get them? Did Mom get them? Oh, tell me, God, please. Freezer door opens, nipples harden. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Should I bake you? 15 minutes? Conventional oven, what a tease. I can't stand it. I'll just nuke you. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Saucer spinning, hypnotizing, bringing me to my knees. Blood is flowing, erection growing. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Ding! I almost shoot. Hot, fresh cream in my jeans. I can hold off, let them cool off. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Gentle blowing, moist lips quiver. Eyes squint like I'm Chinese. Insert my penis. Yes, I fuck them. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Pizza in the morning. Pizza in the evening. It's supper time, everyone agrees. When pizza's on a bagel, you can have tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Very good.
Oh my God. Aerosmith and Bagel Bites have been ruined for me forever. Forever. Jesse Jones, an erotic poem about plate tectonics. Plate tectonics.
Oh. All right. You push. I push. We slide against one another. We grind against one another. I feel your hard mantle rub against me, driving deep inside of me. Tidal drag, slab suction. I can feel your continental drift spreading my ridge. That hot, thick, viscous love lava churning inside me until it's too much to take and my ring of fire explodes. Let it settle on the surface. Let it lay there and harden. This new crust, now a part of us. What I'm saying is the volcanoes shoot earth jizz. Try not to think about it too hard like I did.
Very good. That was Stab. One more time for Bill Wallace. Woo! Chris Emery. Woo! Jesse Jones. Thank you guys for coming out, Stab. If you'd like to hear more Stabs, please go online to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being www.stab4gold.com. Stab, the number 4gold.com. Find us on Twitter, at Stab Show. Find us on our new Instagram page, at Stab Show. SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Bill Wallace,
probably wants you to say Calm Eddie.
Oh, Calm Eddie. Yeah, check out Calm Eddie. I'm sorry. Calm Eddie. Studio OMG.
Calm Eddie.
Check it out.
Best comedy show in the world.
Super Underground. Super Underground.